Well, from a geopolitical point of view, in terms of the war itself, in terms of the effect, and like again from a level of foreign affairs, which would be for us, that would be managed by the UK government, and if it's come locally, it would probably it would come down to the office of the governor because they have the responsibility for foreign affairs. But then its effect on our economy would be looked at by different ministers depending on the on where we're looking at the effect. So what I mean is that if it was going to affect tourism, then it'll be managed by it'll be looked at by the Minister of Tourism. In my case, that certainly is having an effect on petroleum prices, and then that will have a knock-on effect for energy. And so my ministry is looking at it from that point of view. We're looking at that and assessing the knock-on effect it will have in terms of petroleum prices overall, not just energy, even petroleum at the pump. And we're looking at it by energy because energy also falls under the Energy Utilities Department. So my ministry is looking at it from those two specific areas.
Okay, so based on what you guys are seeing so far, how vulnerable would you say TCI's energy sector is to the global oil supply distribution? Disruption,
I
sorry.
think the short answer would be very, very, very. We are an energy-driven economy, and what I mean by that is that every part of our economy, energy touches, fuel touches, fuel prices touches, not just energy. And so the and then we have what is referred to as imported inflation. So if we buy something that's already manufactured, it could have been manufactured, utilized energy to manufacture in the United States, it would have hit that. So energy prices going up in the United States will drive up the cost of that item, and then when we import it, then we carry the inflation that we the inflation that's on it and internationally, we import it into our market, and so that's what's called imported inflation. And the and then so imagine now we were just utilizing, just take something as simple, let's just say styrofoam cups. We make the typical thing that you put coffee in, a tea in, that gets manufactured in the United States, that requires a certain amount of power. That cup is probably, let's just say 1 cent for the individual cup. So let's just say you buy a pack of it. It's normally $10. Now it's costing $11 because of the increase of cost. Now we have to have it shipped to the Turks and Caicos. That boat now has needs fuel. So the fuel prices are going up for the ship. And so with the person, the company that owns that ship will then put that onto containers in order to spread the shipping cost across. So now the store that buys those cups now gets the cup with at a higher price. And on the actually in unit price is now higher and freight is higher. And so the so now you've got two places on that one cup that's been hit by fuel. And so even with outside of that, so now you get that whole cup now into the Turks and Caicos, and you want to go and make a cup of tea with it. And then the water that you use comes from the desalination plant. Whoever's your water provider has additional costs because they have to provide power to make that water. So your water now is a little bit more expensive. And the sugar and everything we can buy from the store is more expensive. And then you have to use power to boil the water. And the power is more expensive because the fuel factor is high. So by the time you drink that tea now, all of these costs have been carried onto it. So it affects our society right across. And I can break that scenario down almost with everything that we do.
When asked how the government would assist with the rising prices, Honorable Saunders had this to say.
Our economy is based on tourism-based economy. I know that the geopolitical issues that are happening will probably slow down some tourists. But I don't think it's going to drop the way. Well, I know it won't drop the way COVID dropped. I still think we'll have strong numbers. So I think revenues will still be coming in. So I think the government will still be in a strong position. We have strong reserves, as I said, so in case we need to step in. But I think we're a smart government. Like I said, we are already speaking with Pelican about the ways in which we can smoothen in the cost.